Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I see you skillfully navigating the river of life, steering clear of obstacles that would hinder many others in your walk with me. You've gracefully journeyed through some challenging times occasionally, maintaining a song of love and devotion in your heart. And I've heard that, and I've received that as a sweet-smelling savor, says the Father. Now, I'm increasing the pace of your journey. The angels assigned to accompany you on your journey now will replace your oars for rowing by hand with a motor, as it were, and you will experience a transition into a season of accelerated growth and expanded service. Some familiar aspects of your life may fall away as this new rhythm quickens, but don't be dismayed, says the Father. Step away from the tyranny of the familiar. This is a necessary part of your progress. When, as Abraham went out, he knew not where, but he knew he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. As you pass through this time of transition, says God, bridging the gap between hope deferred and heart sick to manifest deliverance and fulfillment of your vision, the shadow of the cross will fall upon you, signifying a deeper immersion into ministry and service in my kingdom. With enlarged blessing and favor come heavier anointing and a call to commitment that is deep and deeper still than what you've walked in times past. Greater responsibility will accompany this calling, but rest assured, I am providing for your needs. A strong support system will be established to shield you from distractions and attacks, allowing you to focus, allowing you to focus solely upon the task at hand. Remember, though the pace may quicken, you're not falling behind, for I am propelling you toward the fullness of your purpose and your calling in my kingdom. Keep your hand steady on the tiller of that boat, for honor and fulfillment await you at the end of this journey, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.